Greetings in Him, our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's a grand thing to be saved and to know it. We often sing with the boys and girls, it's a grand thing to be saved and to know it and to show it. It's a grand thing to be saved. The second verse says it's a sad thing to be lost. And to know it and to show it, it's a sad thing to be lost. But oh, bless God for that first verse. It's a grand thing to be saved. So many people are afraid of this word saved. Before I was born again by the Spirit of God, I wasn't familiar with this word. But it's used throughout the Bible. We find in the New Testament a man asking this very question, what must I do to be saved? Paul didn't tell him to go out and join the church. He didn't tell him to do a lot of religious exercises. He simply said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Lord Jesus himself used this word. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Doesn't say he'll have a good chance of going to heaven. It doesn't say he'll increase his possibilities for making it. He will be saved. From Acts 4 we read, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. Nowhere, I repeat, nowhere in the New Testament are we taught to join a church. The Lord tells us in the second chapter of the book of Acts, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, Peter wrote, the Lord adds to the church daily those such as are being saved. As we're saved, the Spirit of God adds us to His body, the church. By grace are you saved, we read twice in Ephesians chapter 2. Paul says unto us which are saved in 1 Corinthians 1. And in writing to Titus, he said, according to His mercy, He saved us. And writing to Timothy, the power of God who hath saved us. Oh, friend of mine, it's a grand thing to be saved. And if you're not saved, and if you don't know it, the Bible says you can know that you have eternal life. Our prayer is that during this very broadcast today, you'll acknowledge all guilt, all sin, the Bible's charge against you, that you're a guilty, lost, hopeless sinner, and you'll receive the Lord Jesus Christ right now, today. Join me in prayer. Eternal God and Father, we thank you for the God of salvation, for the Christ who saves, the Christ who keeps, the Christ who satisfies. Bless every listener. Encourage and strengthen the Christians who are listening today. And by your sovereign grace, Heavenly Father, save all those who are in sin, those religious church members who have never experienced salvation, those, Father, who may be preachers or teachers or choir members, if they have not eternal life, if they have not the assurance from God's Word that he that has the Son has life, may this broadcast today be the time when in simple, childlike faith they turn believingly to the one who bore their sins in his own body, who was resurrected from the grave, who lives in heaven, and will come again, perhaps today. We ask it all in his worthy name, and through the power of his precious shed blood, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.